Welcome to Erica's Vibe Talks podcast. My name is Erica Martin, and I'm an entrepreneur obsessed with good vibes, real talks, breaking free from the crowd, and authentically sharing all things life, business, love, beliefs, and most importantly, I'm obsessed with helping people better their lives and break free from the norm. If you are looking for inspiration, information, and a place where real talks are shared about how to achieve your best life, then you have come to the right spot. My goal is that you reach your highest potential while vibing high and being you. Think of this podcast as your weekly dose of fuel for your soul. Leave it to me to leave you with all the mindset shifts, realizations of your potential, and shortcuts I've learned along my personal journey. We are about to have a blast. Thank you for pushing play. Let's boogie. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm super excited to finally be recording this. I went on a little mission yesterday, but I made it happen. It is the morning time right now, and I'm really excited to get into this topic. This topic today is going to be about men. Yes, men. And the topic idea came from a conversation that I was actually having with my husband a couple of days ago. And as we were talking, I was just realizing how easy men have it when it comes to their body. And so my husband and I were just, you know, talking about life and about certain things that we want to achieve and certain body goals that we would like to, you know, put into action and achieve, right? Because overall, for us, health is very important, and the way that our physique is also very important. And so I personally have been on a motherhood journey now for 3 years. And before I had the babies, I always knew that, like, you know, women suffer, right? Women suffer more than men when it comes to our bodies and the things that happen with our bodies. And by suffering, I mean, you know, we have a period, we have hormone stuff going on, we have a lot of things that have to do with like puberty, and it's differently from men. It's a lot of visible things that happen, you know, like our breasts grow or they don't grow. And, you know, we go through a lot of changes and a lot of pain that we go through. And I love being a woman, don't get me wrong. Even though we go through pain and even though we go through many more hardships, I guess you can say, than men, I love being a woman. I actually love that I get a period, and, you know, I love the whole puberty stuff behind it and, you know, the hormones. Sometimes I don't, right? Sometimes I'm like, ah, this is so annoying. But at the end of the day, I wouldn't want to change my gender for anything, you know, and not really bashing at, you know, what's going on in the world right now when it comes to gender and all of that stuff. But I truly love being a woman and I love being in my skin. But after I became a mom, I just started to realize even more how much we go through. And I think that because it's not talked about a lot, about the different things that mothers go through when you carry a child, and it's kind of normalized, I guess you can say, that, you know, you have a baby and you give birth and now you are in a postpartum chapter of your life, and it just, like, it is what it is. But when we go deeper in conversation on what actually happens to a woman when you become pregnant, it is so fascinating. I think it is one of the most incredible experiences and realizations of how beautiful it is to be alive. For me, my whole pregnancy journey was the best time of my life. Just being able to carry a child in my belly and feeling a human from the inside was on another level of fascinating and just wow. You know, there was aches and pains that come with it, but I think that just the experience superseded the aches and the pains, and I just loved the whole experience of carrying a baby in my belly. But the changes that came with that, right? When you are growing a baby inside of you and now you are experiencing the changes in the mirror and the changes in the way that you feel and the way that you look. And men don't ever have to go through that. If you think about it, men don't ever have to go through any body changes when it comes to now giving birth, right? Like, yeah, maybe they go through body changes when it goes through puberty, right? Because now they are growing and, you know, maybe they become overweight or whatever, right? These are all things that happen to them, but not like we go through when it comes to pregnancy. And what I experienced after I gave, or when I was pregnant, was just a total different viewpoint on the capability that I have as a woman. I think my first pregnancy, what it did for me was it revealed to me how incredible my body is, how strong and how empowered I can really be if I actually understood my power as a woman. And I say this because I believe that men don't ever get to experience that. You know, when you actually are in a body that now is giving life to another human, a man is never going to be able to experience that. And I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing, right? Because it's unfortunate that they don't get to experience that. But it also shows us that there are different roles between a man and a woman. You know, a man is never going to experience birthing a baby. A man is never going to have to worry about their body now being different. And not only the physical part of it, but now it's like, what can you physically do, or what can you also mentally do during the stage of pregnancy, right? Our life as a woman, when we become pregnant, it becomes a totally different chapter of our life. You know, everything that we were doing before we were pregnant now gets put on hold. And it's not entirely everything, but the mobility that we have, the way that we have to take care of ourselves, the focus that we have in our life and in our bodies completely changes. That's something that a man never has to go through. A man never has to prepare themselves for fatherhood when it comes to the changes that are biologically happening in their body, right? Yes, once the baby comes out, now they start to experience the bond with the baby and, you know, their fatherhood role comes into play. But internally, they never have to go through the changes that we go through in that chapter of our life. And I never understood that until I got pregnant with my first baby and I actually went through the process. And I started to realize how much of their life can stay very routine. And once we decide that we want to become moms and we get pregnant, our routine completely shifts. And for me personally, I have a business where I run my business from home, but my business is in the industry of health and fitness. And so it runs a lot on the fact that I am physically fit, that I am active, that I have I maintain my body in a way where when people see me, they can tell that I'm healthy and that I am fit and that I live the healthy lifestyle, right? We are very big in my company and my business on like leading by example when it comes to what it is that we are servicing, you know, what our services are. And my service as a coach is that I provide coaching for people that are wanting to change their lifestyle, that want to now live a healthy lifestyle, that want to lose weight, that want to, you know, build muscle, that want anything that has to do with like nutrition. And then also I have another side to my business that I am now going to be helping people that want to also build their own business. So I mentor people and I am coaching my distributors so that they can build their business and like set up a foundation for their business. But something happens in a woman's body that now when you are in pregnancy, for example, your focus is not entirely on what your actions are when you are not in a pregnant body, for example. A man doesn't have to experience that because they don't have to think about things in their head about getting ready for a certain time frame. We are always, when we're pregnant, we're thinking like, okay, we have a certain time frame. And in that time frame, we are transforming. Not only are we transforming in the way that we are getting bigger and we are hormonally transforming and things are changing, but in our head, like biologically, we are also preparing for a new person that is going to come into this world that we are going to mother. So the responsibilities, I feel, are so different when it comes to a woman versus when it comes to a man. A man gets to live their career and gets to live their life without thinking about these things that women have to think about, right? I was talking to Javi and I was telling him how I bet that back in the day, like back in the day, when women had no rights, when women were known to be the caretakers of the family, or, you know, the homemakers of the family. And they were, you know, the ones that were pregnant, the ones that gave birth, the ones that, you know, were mothering the children, the ones that were keeping the house the way that it was. And then there was this revolution that came on where women were starting to fight for their rights, and they wanted to also go out and get jobs. They wanted to take on the role of the men, and they fought for that, right? And I'm so grateful that they did, right? Because I wouldn't be on this podcast today, and I wouldn't be in my business, and I wouldn't be living the life that I'm living if they didn't pave that way. But in paving that way, there are certain things that have roles and dynamics that, in the process of women trying to become equal to men, it's technically not ever going to be comparable. And it is what it is. This is my personal opinion. I believe that it will never be comparable. A woman is never going to be in the work flow as a man, especially, and I'm speaking mainly when it's a mother, when it's mothers that are trying to compete with being as equal as men, because mothers in general, we have a different role in life. We are mothers. We can try our best to be as competitive and as on top of our shit as men, but at the end of the day, our kids need their mother, and we are mothers at the end of the day. Men don't have to go through the things that women do when it comes to our role in what we do. And it's just something that it is what it is, right? And I'm saying this from personal experience and my personal analyzation, right? There may be men out there that take on the role of mom and the role of maybe not being the provider of the family or whatever, but biologically in the body, a woman has a totally different life than a man. For example, for me, when I gave birth now with this last baby, and I started to analyze this, I started to see how I started to live my life based on these chapters, right? And getting myself prepared based on these chapters. So when I was pregnant with my second baby with Jake, since I already had my first experience with James, I was already setting up my flow based on what I knew was going to happen to me. With my first one, I had no idea. With my second one, I was a little bit smarter about it. So I knew in the beginning of my pregnancy, I was going to be extra tired. I was going to feel some sort of way. So I already had that in my mind that physically my body was going to be feeling a certain way, something that a man doesn't have to worry about. Then in my second trimester, I knew that I was going to be living my best life. Like, I'm going to be in the best mood. I'm going to have the best energy. So I have to prepare my life and prepare my business and prepare everything based on this chapter of my pregnancy, because this is what my body is going to allow. Something that a man never has to deal with, right? For them, everything, every day is pretty much the same day when it comes to their body. And then in my third trimester, I knew that I had a certain time frame before I gave birth, because then after I gave birth, I knew that I was going to be out for a certain amount of time where my focus was not going to be entirely on what I do for a living. My focus is now on recovering my body, on making the connection with my baby, on being a mother. And so this is all things that men necessarily don't have to think about. And when I started to share that with Javi, he was like, yeah, that's so true. You know, like, I never have to think about when we had kids, I never thought about it in a way that I have to prepare myself the way that you had to prepare yourself. And so in my mind, physically, when I'm presented with now being able to be 1 year postpartum, I start to look back and I start to analyze how now I am moving from a different space, because now I feel that my body is more recovered. I feel like I have more understanding and control of my role as a mom of two. And I also feel like I am ready to work on my body and build my body back up. And it's more reason why I just only want two kids. Because when I think about the whole journey and the whole process that a woman has to go through when they are in pregnancy stage, then postpartum stage, then the after stage of now adjusting to now being the mom to the children, I think about it and I say, like, wow, that is so many years that a woman sacrifices their life and their needs and their focus to be able to create life and to be able to create the family. While the man, what they mainly focus on is providing for the most part, right? A man, and this is speaking on my personal experience as well, right? For Javi, what he's thinking about is having to provide even more now, right? Having to find a way that we are going to continue to build our business even stronger because now we have more children to provide for. He's thinking in the provider mindset, and I'm thinking in the nurturing and the caretaking mindset, right? Because I'm a woman and I have a different chapter and I'm going through different things. And so we have two separate roles, but the man never has to sacrifice his body. The man never has to go through pain in this process. The man never has to realize his own power. And I think that that's the beautiful part about being a woman and going through the process of childbirth and experiencing motherhood is the fact that we get the opportunity to truly realize how powerful we are. And I say this because when I had my birth experience, especially with my second one, I realized so many things in that birthing process that really blew my mind and helped me understand how much control I have of my life, how much control I have of myself, and how much God is in control behind everything, right? Beyond everything, God is the one that is literally holding the wheel throughout the whole process. And if we just allow ourselves to go with the flow and be in alignment with whatever that energy and that guidance is telling us, we're going to have, you know, the best outcome in our life. And I learned that during my birthing experience. And when I shared that with Javi, he's never been able to experience something like that, right? Because only women are able to truly go through pain, painful things, very, 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 very painful things, and come out of it stronger if we allow ourselves to, right? And I am the type of person that I always like to look at the situations of like pain and things that I'm going through that are hardships. And I always like to look at the silver lining of things. I have always been like this since I was a young child. I still remember of like anytime there was something negative happening in my space, yeah, the things are happening, but in my mind, I have always been able to be optimistic about outcomes. I'm not a pessimist from like naturally, I'm not a pessimist. So, you know, that helps me. But I've always been able to kind of look at that silver lining and the bright side of things. And it has empowered me in overall, right? When I know that I can go through hard things, when I know that as a woman, we are going to go through pain and hard things, and men don't have to go through that. But I feel as though it's our role to go through these things, but it's also our role to realize it and use it to our advantage so that we can show up in the world and we can show up every day knowing that we are strong, knowing that we go through things and we push through, knowing that we have the power to truly be and become who we want to become, but be who we want to be, right? Because at the end of the day, if we are on this planet, it is for a reason. And if we came to this planet to be a woman, then we are here to be empowered. We are here to nurture, to love, to be the guidance for the man, right? At the end of the day, women have their crazy ways, right? We are crazy to begin with. And we have our hormonal ups and downs, but we also have the power to realize that we have so much to give and so much strength to share, right? So at the end of the day, we need to show up to the world, I feel, as women, as the empowered, strong women that we are. I feel that there are way too many women out there that are putting themselves very small and not really embodying the power that it is to be a woman, right? A lot of women, and I say this because I have been on my own personal self journey for 10 years of becoming that strong person that I always feel deep down inside like I want to become, and I feel that I am, and I want to bring out to the light. But so many times I'm always putting it back into a little bubble and not allowing myself to show up and be that person that inside I am, right? So I am personally working on that. So I know that many of you that are listening right now, put yourselves in small, right? And don't really realize that you have so much power, so much strength, so much incredible worth inside of you that the world needs you to show up and become and be, right? And so knowing how strong and powerful we are as women, we need to remember that. We need to show up from that place, and we need to back each other up, right? Like women empowerment with one another. I feel like that is one of the most amazing things that I have been able to experience in these last 10 years is actually being a part of a group of women that I feel empowered around, that whenever I'm feeling down, I know that they are going to remind me of who I am. And so if you don't have that girl gang with you, I highly recommend that you look for a community, right? A community where it's where you are going to be able to be a part of something or some space where you remember who you are, you remember the things that you've gone through, you remember the things that you've survived through, and you remember that you are strong and you are powerful, and that as women, as compared to men, we prove it to ourselves in more ways than they do, in physical ways, in sacrificial ways of our bodies, and in just the most, I feel like, incredible ways, because we go through experiences that if we decide and we choose to come out of it stronger, we are on another level of strong as compared to men. So with that being said, that is it for this episode. I love you guys so much. I will catch up with you in the next one.
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. If you loved what you heard today, please share with me by leaving a review on iTunes so I can keep the vibes rolling your way. If you aren't already following me on Instagram, come and enjoy as I take you along my everyday life by following at EpicFitCouple or visit my website at EpicFitCouple.com. Love you guys. Thanks for allowing me to share more with you, and I can't wait to connect with you in my next episodes.